Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. New Country 93.5.
Drop it. Time to fire them up. The hottest country stars with the 20 hottest country songs.
Hey, y'all, this is Jacob.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Devin.
Dan and Shay.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
This is Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Hey, I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome to the countdown. Coming to you from downtown Toronto, we've got your country covered. Coming up in the next 2 hours, a chat with Kelsey Ballerini, new music from Dallas Smith, and news about Carrie Underwood. Apparently, all of what happened in Vegas is not staying in Vegas. All right, let's get started. And this week, we start with Jess Moskaluk. I spoke with Jess about her brand new single, Life For Me.
Yeah, Life For Me, I'm really excited for, because it just feels like, for me, it's symbolic of kind of just a fresh start of new music. I often feel this way when I release new music, but this time it's a little bit extra special. I wrote it with people that I really connect with, but I had never written with previously. So it's new producers on some of the songs, and specifically Life For Me does have a new producer and new writers. And the writing process felt experimental in some ways, trying. My phrase was, I just want to try this on. I really love what Hardy does, but I don't think that's who I am. So how can we take elements of that and try them on to make them feel like me? And I think we really nailed it in the sound, you know, just took enough of certain elements of music that I love listening to and sprinkling them into the music that I create. So I'm super excited for this song to come out. It's kind of like if MapDot had a cooler, older sister.
Making its countdown debut at number 20, here is Jess Moskaluk and Life For Me.
I don't want to talk about your city lights, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like I'm big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Corn fed, cornbread, it's the high life. I said what I said, you know I.
much time. I think I just better show you. Just turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way.
Way number 19 on the countdown. Jess Moskaluk right before that at 20 with Life for Me. Both songs making their countdown debuts this weekend. Chatting with Mackenzie Porter and her hubby Jake about their duo Thelma and James's debut single, they said it was actually a song that came together pretty quickly.
We wrote like that first verse chorus within like, I don't know, 30 minutes maybe. And then we left it. I went to bed. The next day I went and did my own like solo write. And that night he was like, should we, you know, do a little content? He got a new camera and he's like, let's try this new camera out. And we put it in our studio and filmed it and posted it. And like within, I don't know, 24 hours, it was like the first million views came in.
Down one position this week to number 18. Here's Thelma and James and Happy Ever After You.
I got an old half pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
There's a little more room in my chest of yours. I got a fist-sized mark in my bedroom door. I got half a mind, probably more, to cover up this old tattoo. I got a hole in my heart. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
walk around this house that just won't turn to dust. I got a hole in my heart down near the size of Texas, and I think you love it. I got a picture of you and me circling. Story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after. I got a hole in my heart down near the size of Texas, and you know you left it. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019. Don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy.
It's Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 17.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song. Every hour on the hour, all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. Yeah, girl, if I were you,
Leave Me Too. Up two spots to number 17 on the countdown. Thelma and James before that at 18. Happy Ever After. You down one spot this week. On the other side of the break, Morgan Wallen, Brett Kissel, and Ella Langley. plus a flashback from Alan Jackson. Thanks for hanging. The Countdown. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next. Next.
The wanted posters are going up all over Toronto. Everybody wants to lasso the new Country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. And for good reason. $500 is a pretty beefy reward. Just ask these satisfied cattle rustlers. Yay!
Sully, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you be so much better if you just won $500?
I would be so much better.
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible.
John, you just scored $500.
Oh my God, really? Should I win?
Listen for the interrupting cash cow to crash into your favorite new country songs. Then call 416-872-2935 and you can stake your claim to $500.
Thank you so much.
Move on over to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at where she'll crop up next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Your Canadian Superstore knows Easter is more than just chocolate. Until April 16th, 10-pound bags of Farmer's Market potatoes are only $1.99 each. Head to Real Canadian Superstore for more ways to save on products prepared in Canada. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Official information you need to vote? Visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Like it. Back to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the Countdown. Morgan Wallen's 37-track album, I'm the Problem, comes out May 16th. And if you think his recent odd exit from the stage on Saturday Night Live has affected the anticipation for that album, well, you'd be right. All six songs that Morgan has released so far from I'm the Problem now occupy the top six spots on the Apple Music and iTunes country song chart. No such thing as bad press indeed. Here is one of those six songs. This is Morgan Wallen and Love Somebody. Down 11 positions this week to number 16.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say. I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Won't leave a hole in my heart. I just wanna love someone.
just wanna love somebody.
Of the week. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 15.
Barstool sitting, got some Lynchburg swimming in a rocks glass, feeling right. And get your heartbeat skipping, thinking how you gonna break the ice. She brushes against her shoulder, it's revving up your motor. Yeah, she's so damn pretty, you're just trying to keep it steady. Buddy, let me give you my advice. If a drink runs dry, don't waste time.
Kissel, another banger, another one, number 15 on the countdown. That followed Morgan Wallen and Love Somebody at 16. Both songs dropping 11 spots this week. Okay, let's flashback.
One song can bring back 1,000 memories. It's a flashback on Paul McGuire's Country Countdown
to 2007 and a song from Alan Jackson's album Good Time. Back then, AJ spoke about his songwriting process, saying, I think sometimes you sit down and try to write something and think, well, this may make a good single, and you're trying to do something for your career. But most of the time, I have ideas I've scribbled down over the past year or two. I had Small Town Southern Man written down, and I'll just pick that up and start writing it. I don't know that I sit down and try to designate each song for something special. Just write each one and pick the ones you like. I've always tried to mix it up on an album where there's some up-tempo things and some mid-tempo kind of cool songs, some real love ballads that are pretty, heavy broken heart songs and drinking songs, and just a little of everything, you know? That's kind of the way country music's always been. That quote was a one-minute masterclass in country album creation methodology right there. Hope you were paying attention. This is the master himself, Alan Jackson, and Small Town Southern Man. This week's flashback.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for this small town southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy he wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman. He's always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he leave behind. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Callous hands told a story for the small town southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town southern man. Bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Death came calling for this small town southern man. He said, it's all right, cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am. Cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. Head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
ways of a small town southern man.
Alan Jackson, small town southern man. This week's flashback, back to the chart with Ella Langley, up one position to number 14 this week. This is Weren't for the Wind.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane would never take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly but drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings.
Weren't for the Wind. Up one spot to 14 on the other side of the break. Kane Brown, John Morgan, and Megan Maroney. Plus the news from Nashville. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next.
Hey, thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country. 93.5.
From the hottest country artists to country's fastest rising stars, it's time to kick up your summer at Canada's largest music and camping festival, Boots and Hearts 2025. August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek. We'll have a featuring Sam Hunt, Hardy, Bailey Zimmerman, Daughtry, and tons more. Single-day tickets, full weekend passes, and tent and RV camping passes now on sale. Boots and Hearts 2025. August 7th to the 10th at Burrells Creek. For tickets and full lineup, visit bootsandhearts.com.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West, and oakvilleinfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
Order up for Damien.
Hey, how did your doctor's appointment go, by the way? Did you ask about Rybelsus?
Actually, I'm seeing my doctor later today.
Did you say Rybelsus? My dad's been talking about Rybelsus.
Rybelsus? Really?
Yeah, he says it's a pill that...
Well, I'll definitely be asking my doctor if Rybelsus is right for me.
Rybelsus. Ask your doctor or visit Rybelsus.ca.
Order up for Rybelsus.
Discover more value at your independent grocer. Get medium ground beef for just $4.77 per pound. Offer ends April 16th. Shop in-store or online. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Your independent grocer. Proudly Canadian, owned and operated.
Guess who just bundled their home and auto with Desjardins Insurance? Well, look at you, all grown up and saving money.
Yes, I am.
Mom told you to do it, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Get insurance that's really big on care. Switch and you could save up to 35% on home insurance when you bundle home and auto. Desjardins Insurance, here for your home, auto, life, and business needs. Certain conditions apply.
I'm Mark Carney, leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. We used to build things in this country. After the Second World War, Canada faced a housing crisis. The government stepped in, and we built our way out of it. Now we're in another housing crisis. So I'll get government back into the business of building affordable homes. We'll get supply up so your costs will come down. We will build a Canada you can afford.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
You're listening to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the countdown. Right back into it with Kane Brown, down one position this week to number 13. This is Backseat Driver.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog?" I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air. Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like..." My little dangling feet, pretty and pink, backseat driver. Backseat.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Paul McGuire's Hey Country Countdown, number 12.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy, keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
John Morgan and Jason Aldean, Friends Like That, up six spots to number 12 on the countdown. That followed Kane Brown at 13, Backseat Driver down one spot this week. All right, it is now time to travel down to the capital city of the Volunteer State, Nashville, Tennessee, BNA Bravo November Alpha on your luggage tags and find out what in the wide, wide world of country music is going on down there. It's the Music City Minute.
And now, Paul McGuire's Music City Minute.
Megan Maroney really cleaned up at a show in Athens, Georgia last weekend. And I don't mean that she made a lot of money, though it was sold out, so I'm sure she did just fine. After the final encore, she still had some juice left in the tank. So when she saw the janitorial staff at the arena working on tidying up after her show, a mess that included a significant amount of blue and white confetti, she sprinted back down to the stage to pitch in. Of course, she turned it into a social media moment, but she really did help. After nearly twisting her ankle as she ran to the stage and laughing about it, she began sweeping up confetti with a tiny broom, which wasn't doing much. But then she switched to a Zamboni type of ride-on vacuum sweeper thing, and she made Zamboni vacuum sweeping look good. When Jelly Roll hits the road for his stadium tour with Post Malone this spring, his wife Bunny will be right there by his side. Bunny shared a social media post saying she's back after taking some time off to focus on her IVF journey and the egg retrieval surgery. That process is apparently now wrapped up, and she'll be headed out with her hubby when the tour kicks off at the end of the month. Jelly and Bunny have been open about their plans to try and have a baby via IVF and surrogacy, though they're keeping the details understandably private. And finally, Carrie Underwood is getting ready to say goodbye to her Reflection Las Vegas residency. But there's one item from the show that she's hoping to keep with her for good. That's a special custom throne that was built specifically for Carrie to sit on during the performance of Two Black Cadillacs. During a recent show in Vegas, Carrie joked to the crowd that she's got totally normal plans for the chair after the residency's over. She said, "We got this chair that I gotta brag on. The people that put this together, they literally went to a junkyard and found this super old Cadillac, chopped it up, and made a throne for me to sit on. I think I'm going to put it in my living room when we pack up. That's normal, right? Just have my dog in my lap crocheting on my throne. It'll be awesome." It is. That is. That's awesome. Here is Carrie and Two Black Cadillacs.
Two black Cadillacs driving in a slow parade.
Underwood, Two Black Cadillacs coming out of the Music City Minute, back to the chart with Megan Maroney, down one position this week to number 11. This is Am I Okay?
I check my pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think
still breathing, both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing with black keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say, 'cause guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good in.
Megan Maroney, Am I Okay? Down one spot to 11. On the other side of the break, we will break into the top 10 with Lainey Wilson and shine a spotlight on new music from Dallas Smith. Thanks for hanging the countdown. We'll be right back.
Counting down the 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. We'll be right back.
Turn it up.
New Country. On radio now. 93.5.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and raise you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
During the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, everything feels like a game-winning goal.
like having three powertrain options for the Tucson, including the Tucson Hybrid and Tucson Plug-in Hybrid. 3.99% financing. And how more than 9 out of 10 Tucsons sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. Now that's a hat trick. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Real Canadian Superstore knows Easter is more than just chocolate. Until April 16th, Cook's Ham is only $1.99 a pound. More food, more flavor, more money in your wallet. Head to Real Canadian Superstore for more ways to save on products prepared in Canada. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Your country station.
Is CFXJ-FM, a Stingray radio station.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you are, you should get a voter information card in the mail. It tells you where and when you can vote. If you don't get one by April 11th, or if the information on it is incorrect, visit elections.ca.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
It's Noodle Fest at Mandarin, and we're serving up something new and exciting. Savor the flavors of international noodle favorites like Korean Japchae, Pad Thai, Soba Noodle Salad, and Sweet Chili Udon, all added to our dine-in buffet with select items available for takeout and delivery, but only until May 4th while supplies last. Make your reservation to enjoy Noodle Fest at Mandarin today.
A celebration of taste.
Back to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the countdown. Right back into it with Lainey Wilson dropping six positions this week to number 10. This is 4x4 by You.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to almost heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 9.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet. You didn't hear it from me, but my coffee's full of whiskey. My bed's been staying empty.
James Barker Band, You Didn't Hear It From Me. Up 4 spots to number 9 on the countdown. Lainey Wilson before that at 10. 4x4 by You. Down 6 spots this week. Okay. It is time to flash forward.
Using our crystal ball to predict the next hot star on this countdown. It's Paul McGuire's Flash Forward.
And play a track that just might be a hit in the future. This week it's something brand new from Dallas Smith. It's a duet with the super talented social media star Alexandra Kay. Dallas dropped by our new country studio in Toronto to tell me all about How Do You Miss Me. You're here kind of flying the flag for some new music with an artist named Alexandra Kay. Tell me a little bit about how you got connected with her and about the song How Do You Miss Me.
Yeah, it's How Do You Miss Me was... We were debating on that song being like second, third single on the record. It's just been a couple of like people that I look to judge songs and which ones they like. They always went to that song.
And this is one that you recorded solo originally that was on your self-titled album that came out. That was just nominated for a Juno. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. Yep. Yeah. And just came across Alexandra's voice and our management connected us and here we are.
She's, that's it. I'm trying to think. There's a couple of examples and I should have had them ready, but where a song was originally conceived not as a duet, just as kind of a solo thing. And then there's like, oh, let's open that up. Let's, You Look Like You Love Me, maybe? I'm not sure if that was a call and return. I might be getting that one wrong. But this breathes life into it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I just love the female voice in the back and just even in the harmonies. So, it brings a new life to them.
This is Dallas Smith and Alexandra Kay and How Do You Miss Me? This week's Flash Forward.
Do you fall out?
try to sleep, it doesn't take you a minute. If you had a dream, am I still the one in it? Did you find a guy with that southern drawl? A boy from a city or nobody at all? Somebody said at the bar last night you were crying in the bathroom. And I know that it's 2:05, but I just gotta ask you, are you out with your friends like I'm out with mine? Trying to pretend that you had a good time. Do you hide it behind your glass of wine? Like I do this whiskey, how do you miss me? Girl, are you tired? Ask how I've been. Talk about a text, but you don't hit send. Is it now and then, or is it right now? I know that you do, I just gotta know how. Know that you do, I just gotta know how.